I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
G is going to be the printing press that the wireless industry has been waiting for since people don't call anymore. Instead, of course, we always text and download huge streams of video content to watch all the time, no matter where or what we're doing. Do you have questions about 5G or any other consumer tech? You know, you can call us anytime here at Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. But participating really makes the show. We want to hear you on the program, asking questions, helping other listeners, sharing what your favorite app is these days, whatever the case. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. We love hearing from you wherever you're calling from. Or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. Either way, let us hear from you. Our next guest joins us to talk about their app that disables teens' third-party apps for a certain period of time so they can, do their homework, maybe actually eat meals. How about sleep or even spend time, what a novel thought, with the rest of the family? The founder of Stap is Daniel Marrero. Daniel, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
How are you, Dave? Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure. Anybody that can help pry the fingers of any teen, especially off of their phone, and I know a whole lot of adults that could be using this, but we'll get into that too, is certainly getting our attention, and we wanted to chat about it. So tell me a little bit about Stap, and then let's get into some of the specifics.
Absolutely. Well, I can give you a little bit of the background.
Sure.
About 2 years ago, as a parent of two teenagers who were, I was dealing with my son's smartphone addiction, I identified that there was a need for a quick, easy, and safe solution. And I had tried everything I can think of to reduce their screen time. You know, I tried Wi-Fi time restrictors, mobile carrier controllers, and none of which really did it for me.
And, of course, don't forget the threats that a parent would typically do as well.
You know? Oh, well, that's... You're absolutely right.
Technology is one thing, but sometimes threats make a difference or not.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's when my kids became tweens and teens, which is really when it gets complicated, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, I found it to be, all the different systems were complicated and cumbersome, and that's when I thought there needs to be a better way, an easier, safer way to be able to limit their screen time without the need to physically, to your point, mm-hmm. have to take it away. You know, at some point, they're, like one of my kids, he's 6'2". It's not like I can go and just take away the phone. So at that point is when, that became the brainchild for Stap, and it's essentially a parental control app that disables teens' third-party apps for a defined period of time.
And I think that is the major difference from other apps that we've talked about on the show. I've been doing this for 23 years, and of course, it's been an issue all that time, but certainly more lately, especially with teens. But all these other apps basically disconnect Wi-Fi or sometimes somehow try to maybe disable cellular or do something like that. But you're actually disabling these third-party apps so that they just can't get on anti-social media or, those kinds of things, right?
That's absolutely correct, and that was part of my frustration as a parent because I don't see myself as an app developer, I see myself as a parent who went through this and was so frustrated with not finding the right solution that that's when we came up with this idea. But you're absolutely right. Anything that is downloaded from the App Store, that is any third-party apps, be it any games or social media, you can, from your own device, stop those apps from working on your kid's device. And that's how it essentially works.
And in this digital age, certainly smartphone addiction has been a real challenge, especially for parents of these kids, because if they're not getting their homework done, if they're not being social at the dinner table, whatever the case, there's got to be a way. Well, apparently STAP is one of the ways to do that, and it's, I'm guessing, fairly successful.
Yes, it's been going great. It really has. The more feedback that we get, the more I've come to understand that there is such an enormous need for this kind of an app, and it goes beyond anything. It's just parents are so frustrated with technology because if you think about it, this is the first generation of parenting that has to deal with technology at this level. When we were little, as we were growing up, there was only the TV that would be plugged on the wall and you know, your parent would just come in and say, turn that off, or pick up the hardline phone and say, hey, hang up. Nowadays, we can't do that as parents. So parents are very frustrated, and they just are in such a dire need for education when it comes to technology. And that's part of the reason we've also, beyond an app, because this has become such a an important thing for me, understanding that so many parents are sharing the frustration, we've also created a parenting center where we provide tools and podcasts and information. And again, it's everything coming from a parent's point of view. It's I think we all kind of understand what we're all living simultaneously, essentially.
Oh, yeah. And I can hear kind of in our audience a lot of our parents saying, what can you do? It is what it is. You know, I do my best as a parent to control my teen smartphone addiction, but it's just not easy. And of course, what you're suggesting is use the STAP app and it will be easier. But do you find that kids are also figuring out how to work around it as they work around everything else?
Yes. Well, that's in my particular case, that's exactly what happened when I went through the Wi-Fi and the mobile carrier process, because I tried everything under the sun to try to do it. And they were able to hack into that. And then what I found out, at least through trial and error, is that it ended up being their device that they always go to, because that's where they have their social media apps. It's not even the computer. They really prefer it on their smartphone. So we found that going straight to the source made more sense. And to your point earlier, the idea is not to inconvenience everybody else in the family by having to disconnect either Wi-Fi that goes to everybody or the carrier that sometimes, for whatever reason, at least in my experience, it got very complicated, and sometimes I would disconnect somebody else's device by mistake instead of just being very specific to, okay, this is the device that we need to STAP, and we put it on a schedule, or we STAP it on demand, essentially. Mm.
And you're right about that, too, because just disconnecting Wi-Fi or even the carrier, if you can, and in many cases that's illegal.
So yeah, that's true.
You can't just block the carrier, block cell phone service. But not only would the kids just get around that, but then with these days with all the IoT stuff, this Internet of Things, and we might have some smart home devices on the Wi-Fi, and you might ask Alexa a question who's now not working because you've disconnected the Wi-Fi.
That's exactly right.
So it seems like what you're doing makes sense. Is there a cost for STAP?
Yes. Basically, what we have is right now, actually, what we have is a 14-day trial for free on one device that people can just check it out. Hmm. It's something that we wanted to do so that everybody could really try and see how it works for them.
Sure.
And essentially, for one device management a month, it's $2.99, and then it could go up to about $12 for eight or more devices. But that's essentially how it's broken down, depending on all the devices. And one thing that we found, to your point also earlier, is the fact that sometimes adults want to do it too. And from a parenting perspective, what's been very interesting also to find out, interviewing people, doing quite a bit of research, is that the best way of parenting, it's not that you're trying to force them to not do something. Sometimes it's a matter of you do need to help guide them, and you need the tools to be able to do it, and that's what staff helps in doing. But also what we found with a lot of parents is that sometimes they tell their kids that they need to stop while they're checking their Facebook feed, you know?
Yeah.
So we found some feedback where some people are saying, you know what, staff has been great because we've decided that the whole family, when it comes to dinner, we're going to stop it. You know, we're not going to, none of us are going to be using it. And they found that also becomes an easier way of guiding their child's schedule when it comes to screen time.
Well, that's actually a great idea. You're parenting by example.
Yeah.
And maybe hoping that the entire family gets together, because now nobody can do. Now, can you name the third-party apps, or do you identify it'll only work for these apps? And you're, of course, looking at, I'm assuming, Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Can we name other devices as a parent? Can we say, you know, well, it's that game in particular, or
it could be absolutely anything, because when it's anything that is not part of the software that comes with your iPhone when you first get it.
Okay,
and so it is only anything that's a third-party app, means anything that has to be downloaded from an iTunes store. So it's any game that requires that. It's any social media. Yes, it could be Snapchat, it could be Facebook, it could be Instagram. Or, you know, Angry Birds. We had a father the other day send us a really nice note saying, "I'm so happy that my kid isn't as addicted to Angry Birds." You know, it's anything that's downloaded as a third party, which would account for pretty much, if not 100%, a good, I would say, you know, 99% of any social media apps.
Okay, terrific. Now, you mentioned iTunes and iPhones, so I'm assuming there's not an Android version perhaps yet.
Yes, that's a valid question, Dave. Okay. As of now, we have the iOS version, which is the iPhone version, and we're currently working on the Android version as well.
Okay, terrific. And tell me real quick a little bit more, because we're fast running out of time, about how you set up the TechSmart Parenting Center and how that, what kind of feedback you're getting there, how that's helping parents even more.
Well, I'm very, very excited about the TechSmart Parenting Center, because it's essentially, it was something that was not originally thought of when we started the app. But as soon as we started getting feedback, we thought it was so important to provide parents with information, tools, podcasts, articles, anything that has to do with this subject matter. You know, you have factoids, for instance, that we like to also share. You know, for instance, a recent study by the Common Sense Media revealed that 50% of teens feel addicted to their smartphone. You know, so,
only 50%. I think the other half are just lying.
You're absolutely right, Dave. The thing is that it's interesting, because before, teens didn't feel addicted. You didn't get that. So the fact that as time goes on, more and more kids are feeling like, wait a minute, yeah, there's something going on here. It's important. But anyway, it's full of tools. It's something that we've been developing. So there's a lot of content that we're trying to bring in there. And it's really more of anything for the community of parents and to try to help more than anything else. Because it's something that I felt I needed when I first started. And it seems to be something that a lot of parents out there are in need of as well.
Well, Daniel, you sound like you're a good parent who's obviously helping other parents as well, and not a problem, making some money doing it along the way, which is a good entrepreneurial thing. We invite our audience to visit stapnow.com so you can stop apps in a snap. It is an easier way to stop your teen smartphone addiction. Check out the Parenting Center and all kinds of other cool stuff at their site. Daniel, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll get you back again later and get an update from you.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Again, STAPP, two P's, STAPPNOW, intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you in the meantime at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.